Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
There now follows a short message from Arian Moyad, a.k.a. Succession's Stewie Hussaini.
You Succession freaks, welcome to the show tonight. Oh my God, enjoy every second of it. Much love to all you guys in England Town.
Hello. Happy Succession Eve! Is anybody staying up and watching at 2 o'clock tonight? No, because that would be insane. That would be strange. This isn't strange.
No, this is very normal. We've never stood on stage together like this before.
No. Somebody said to me the other day, I really like you and Sarah on the podcast, but there is no chemistry between you. Nobody's listened to that podcast and thinking, nobody is thinking, are they going to sleep with each other?
Well, thank you. Will they or won't they? In an obligatory fashion on Wednesday. I think we should start with a sort of whoop off or equivalent of who does versus doesn't think Kendall is dead. Who is like, of course he's still alive. There's no way they can afford to. Versus who's like, oh no, this show is brave and he's fucking dead.
Can it take it dramatically? So it's such a funny show. Could they still be funny with a Kendall who died face down in a pool?
And the answer seems to be no.
You didn't know the word Lilo.
No.
Everyone knows the word Lilo, right?
But are there any
Does anyone call it anything other than a Lilo?
No.
Are there any other Americans in? The raised hand and lack of verbal response says, I've been here for a while, don't make me whoop at you. Did you know what Lilo meant?
No.
Yeah, okay, I don't think it, then what do we call them?
Inflatable.
Isn't that interesting that in the warmer culture, like that has more pools and swimming, we don't have the name for it, and you guys do?
It is. I always find them quite underwhelming. Like, I like the idea of being on one.
Right.
But then once you're on one, I think that now what?
Yeah, you just sort of stuck there. And honey, with your complexion, you can't be lying out on a Lilo.
Given the choice, would you rather be by a pool or on a beach?
I think I would pick, can I pick a pool that has the beach in the distance?
Because we've been on holiday before now, where we've been on some lounges which look at the sea, and you would rather go into the sea to piss than go to the toilet. I think that's a strange choice you're making.
We did not discuss that. I think that like pissing in the sea is absolute. I would never piss in a pool once I did, but I would never piss in a pool, but I feel like pissing in the sea is fine and I would never duty, but I would piss. But then you sent me an article that was like, I'm being really bad to sea creatures by pissing in the sea.
Yeah.
Because like actually everyone, do you really not do it?
No, not really. But I do scour the internet to find things that will score points in our marriage.
Yeah.
That's what that was.
You're telling me most of you people aren't fucking pissing in the sea when you go on holiday?
Woo!
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. I judge people more if they don't. Getting out of a wetsuit to piss? Really?
But then, like, it's a pissy wetsuit.
No, you pull to the side.
I've seen you and you don't always pull
Jack,
to the side.
Jack. I do. I'm not pissing through my own bathing suit.
I know for a fact
Jack,
that you've done that.
That's not
shall we get our guest out?
I don't think people are that interested in seeing
her. I'm so thrilled, really. She's got no business still associating with us because she's just had the most amazing year. Just today, her album, Prioritized Pleasure, has been named Album of the Year in the Sunday Times. So why she's here, I don't know. Pity? Do you think it's pity?
I think she's doing us a favor.
Genuinely. Please welcome self-esteem, Rebecca Taylor. Is that pity? Are you here through pity?
This is what you're doing my head in with. No, I'm obsessed with you two and have been for a long time.
No, you're not.
Listen
Stop
to me.
It.
Listen to me. Jeff, I remember meeting Jeff like 10 years ago. Yeah, look how out of breath I am. I've just had COVID. I'm fine now, Mark. I'm the best person you could snog tonight. Yeah, yeah, put it that way. I met Jeff ages ago, but this is boring, but then you met, I mean, one of my favourite people in the world. So, no offence, Jeff, but this really made the relationship a lot longer.
It cast me in a different light, doesn't it?
It just added to your
You think pull. There must be something about him that's not on the surface if she's willing to be with him. I mean, what that is compromise.
What?
If I hang around long enough, I'll find out. I just want to clarify, I piss in the sea. I piss in my pants.
Of course you do. Of course you do.
Literally, if I'm going to piss, you've got 6 minute window, and if I can't find a toilet, it happens.
How if we were out on a walk, we go on a country walk?
Oh yeah,
pissing, right?
Oh yeah,
100%.
Pulling those pants down.
Totally.
This is purely hypothetical. If you were on holiday in 2015 in Shelter Island, and you'd gone for a walk, and all of a sudden you needed a piss, but there wasn't any kind of public land available to do it on, would you go in someone's front garden, in view of the house, and do it in their bushes?
It wasn't like, oh, look at this front lawn that I'm just squatting in as I urinate. Yeah.
I mean, I'll do it anywhere, like, as I said, I'll moon you and just get it out. It's a female thing.
Well, I do have friends who won't do it. My father says, if you ask my dad about my mother in this context, he will say, well, the world is your mother's toilet.
That is how I live. Between leaving my last band and trying to go solo, it was a very hairy time for old Big Becky. And I was very poor. And I got offered to do Panto. And I was already quite sad enough about that was the trajectory of my life it took. And then the first day of the rehearsal, I misjudged how far the walk was to my digs and just pissed myself walking there.
Did you go, I am just going to let myself piss right now.
There was no
or, yeah. But then why didn't you drop your trap?
Because it's central Oxford.
I see, okay.
So I just walked it out, and then I was getting to the digs, which this like old couple were like putting me up for the next 3 months, just covered in my own piss. And I was like, hi! And they were like, oh, they've made me like tea and everything. And
so what I don't know is how you've had time to watch Succession. You've been on tour for most of it.
Yeah, I haven't really had time, but it's the one show that I will.
What is your... Talk us through your ritual for watching. Is there anyone you're watching with?
Yeah, so obviously I've done it... not obviously. I've got a fella.
Not this.
It's very weird, really weird. And I'm still going out with him, which I can't believe.
How long have you been together?
Like a year.
Are you still having sex every time you see him?
Yeah.
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 Because there's a point where that changes, and a year is an interesting...
I won't go down without a fight. I've discussed already. If the sex goes, I go.
Oh.
Yeah.
How do you feel about sex appointments?
I don't feel good about them, but I think they're probably vital going forward.
Yeah, I think so.
So anyway, the reason I bring him up, because I hate to admit it, but he didn't want to watch it, and I was like, it's literally the best show in the world. It's better than anything, and he's not very annoying, but sometimes he just won't listen to me, which is really fucking annoying. And it's one of my greatest achievements thus far within the relationship, which is... So I was like, well, I'm going to watch it myself then, because I wanted to do a rewatch before this series.
Yes.
I put it on, rolled over, and then who's peeking over my shoulder? And now absolutely fucking loves it and is obsessed and is here just because it's like that shit. So yeah, I love the fact I won. I was right.
Yeah.
And I use it a lot going forward.
Yeah. To prove your taste.
So the ritual is, yeah, just it's like the what it's the only show that I'm like, okay, we have to. That, and if I'm cooking, I put EastEnders on, and that's it. That's all I'm watching in a minute.
Do you do anything during the opening titles?
No, we just watch it.
Would you ever skip the opening titles?
Never.
Good.
The music, that fucking music. Maybe this is a podcast. Why? It's like the smartest move by television ever. But I don't know why it is, because it should be annoying and shit that it does that all the time. But it's not. It's genius.
Does nobody skip? Is there anybody in here who would be willing to admit to skipping the intro?
No, don't.
Sorry, Noah.
Don't shame them for skipping the intro.
It says a lot about you guys. You're quick. You want it over and done with. You want your thrills ASAP.
And is it because you just think, get me to the meat of what's going on? Just, yes, just get me in. Just get me in. Okay.
What would you say your most common emotion is when you're watching it?
I'm personally so relieved that my concentration is fucked. I don't know about anyone else, but like I used to like love art house movies. That used to be like, you know, it used to be one of them.
Yeah.
And I can't even do that anymore. I watch films and I'm on my phone. It's just fucked. And my main emotion I feel is just relief that something, I'm not totally dead in the brain box. And I am capable of getting invested in something and not looking at my phone for an hour.
Is there a character who you hate so much you can't it almost, because I like feel I feel like real judgment in my heart when people go, there's just no one for me to like, and I'm like, hate you.
That's why it's brilliant,
and that's why it's brilliant. And if you don't see that, I'm supposed to respect differences with people, but not you, buddy.
Yeah.
And I was wondering, but sometimes I can get into a thing where I do feel in a certain episode so much dislike towards Shiv, or sometimes I can get into it with Greg. And I was wondering if you have any people similar like that.
I find something to love about all of them. When you first were saying it, I was like, is it Willa? Because, and I think it's the fact that she likes theatre, writes theatre, is one of the funniest fucking things.
And immersive theatre as well.
Yeah, it's so spot on that, like, all right. it's brilliant. But even her, I respect now. And
yeah.
Like, in a weird fucking way, like you do with them all. So now, who do I hate? I think I hate Logan.
Do you?
I think I hate him. As far as I know, he's the only inherently definite evil one. Yeah. Right?
But he was
abused. But what about the fact that
child?
he was abused as a child?
No, that is fine. No, but then that's why it's fucking brilliant, isn't it? Like, trying to learn that no one is... As someone who's spent their life very angry and hell-bent on revenge, learning that there's nobody is bad, because everyone's a product of the bullshit that's happened to them, is helpful. But there's a handful of people left in the world I'm struggling to apply that to, and Logan Roy is one of them. They might struggle. He's just so horrible.
Is there anyone that you particularly love, either sexually or just generally?
Okay, so I'm sexually obsessed with the majority.
With most of them.
Yeah. And it goes around. I am in love with Shiv to a degree that's weird.
So interesting.
I'm like foam at the mouth when she's on. Like, I just think she is divine. And then her being a fucking cow is really hard. Sorry, I'm
gonna. You're blushing. You're doing a little blush.
Her fucking everything about her, what she looks like, and being misogynist, is just what? Just fit. I'm sexually obsessed in a sort of realistic way with Nick, Greg, because I do feel like he'll probably come to my gig in New York, won't he? And, yeah, sorry, Doug, but I'd be like, I'd get off with him. No, and I wouldn't, but Joe, like, if I...
Right, no, you wouldn't.
Yeah.
He's not doing a good job.
And I love Tom, the character, and I think the actor is, like, the national... He's our Tom Hanks. He's a national treasure.
Are you attracted to him?
No.
Interesting. I would much rather
Matthew
McFadden than Nicholas Brown. Braun. I never had to pronounce his last name. Like, I feel that Nicholas Braun has this incredible note. Mm. But, like, Like, I think he's the Jason Alexander. I think you're right. I think he's. I don't think he's gonna go on.
No, I hate
to you. All these other incredible things.
So it's important to you sexually that they've got a Caribbean.
It's very important to me sexually that they. I'm like a real talent whore.
Yeah,
no, big time. Yeah. So Jeremy Strong isn't quite ticking that box for me sexually, but Matthew McFadyen really is.
Why don't you ask Rebecca about your Shiv thing after you saw her dancing? You thought that nobody could.
When in the episode where she does her free dancing,
I don't want to talk about it.
Right, because it fucked you up, didn't it? It killed it.
But even that, the overwhelming feeling I have watching Succession often is like, fucking hell, that's brilliant as well. And her being a horrible dancer was genius. But yeah, it was tough for me. It was tough for my clitoris.
I really appreciate you saying that. It diminished.
Yeah, but that's so, like, yeah, so then that brings me back to my main love, which is the show itself. I'm horny for how fucking funny and clever that her being shit at dancing is. So that then will override the fact that, sadly for me, it was very unattractive.
Okay, one final question on the objectification of people who make this show.
Mm-hmm,
who would you rather?
Mm-hmm. I love my life. Go on.
Sarah Snook or Jesse Armstrong?
See, Jesse Armstrong is fucking sexy. My mate was having a... I was meeting her and she was like, just come by. I'm just wrapping the meeting up. And it was with... He bought me a glass of wine.
Oh,
I know.
What did he say? Tell us exactly what he said.
I can't really remember. I think I said something probably about pissing my pants or something. I did my usual opener. and then he was just really, he's just so calm and secure and chill. Like, you'll see. Yeah. I had to, it's trigger warning, honestly. It's a marriage ruining amount of charisma. But I also, with that background, because I'm a bit of a talent whore too, right?
Yeah.
Like, if someone's really good, because I'm very talented. So if someone else is, I'm like, well, that is good. It's rare for me.
You don't want to be the good one.
I mean, I am all the time.
But this is the thing.
But when someone else is, like, Jesse Armstrong is so fucking good, it was hot. But no, Sarah.
Do you think take Sarah Snook over Jesse Armstrong?
Oh, yeah, I would.
Oh, really?
I honestly, she's top five.
So interesting. Yeah. Everyone has a thing for Sarah Snook, right? Everyone.
Yeah. It's her eyes, her eyes,
you
her
feel
lips.
It?
Yes.
Okay. Oh. Ah,
also, fuck yeah, man. Oh.
Are you shipping Jerry and?
Yeah, that's my favorite thread, and I love everything that goes on.
Would
the
you
show,
but... actually want to see them fuck each other or touch each other's bodies? You would.
I would.
Love you want to see that? You want to see it?
I need to see it.
Do you think you would feel a vaginal twinge? I would feel. What was I watching recently? And I was like, I
define twinge.
Like you're not gonna start masturbating, but something in your vagina is like, you would never get a semi-erection from like watching people kiss on screen, but I would sometimes see something and be like, he gets that from his pornography. But I would sometimes watch something and just like, if someone really takes someone in a certain way, and I'll just be like,
Yes. Have you had that moment yet? Because if you haven't, it's coming, where rich people ask you to play at the party.
No,
like the tiny Wu-Tang Clan.
No. let me think. Not yet, particularly. Famous people like me now.
Well, like, we know people who've done 40-year-old, but you know, like someone who's really, really rich turns 40, and they get like $80,000 for the night.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Yeah. Now, they have to pay out. You walk with half of that, but you need to get into that shit. You need to be earning $40,000 in a night.
I am so ready to sell.
British
out.
People get so weird.
Would you do it for anyone?
I'd do it for more people than you think I would.
Would you? Like, okay, for real, and I don't want anyone to judge her because we want an honest answer. So none of the fucking judgment that came out of the guy who doesn't watch the credits, okay? Would you, like a Tory who's not great, asks you to do the show? Like, it's like, I'm turning 50, would you come? I know that probably wouldn't happen, but let's say it does happen.
Uh-huh.
But you're going to walk with, you're going to net You're netting 60 grand off the back of this. And let's say you decide in your heart to give 20 to a good charity.
Oh, well, that was going to be my answer. I would only do it if I, and I donate it all.
You don't?
I donate it all.
Oh, you would donate it all?
Yeah.
But then, no, then.
Oh,
no.
If, like, I don't.
You just have to donate a little bit to assuage your guilt and then you can keep the rest.
No, I don't. No, it, well, it depends on. Hang on, though. No, because I really do believe, you know, that it's truly.
Would you have played Kendall's birthday party?
That's such a good. Yeah. Would I though? But also, would I? Because I'm watching the show, and obviously it's fictional, but it's like not quite. And then sometimes I do get a jolt back to reality when I think about like Murdochs and shit like that, and go, "Oh yeah, they are real motherfuckers, aren't they?" Do you know what I mean? Like, so yeah. Don't know. You're asking me two hard questions.
Which room did you like best at Kendall's birthday party?
Oh man, I'd be in.
The birth canal.
The treehouse probably, isn't it? Was the coolest bit. Just because that's the hardest bit to get into. I loved that. I loved the expense they went to make it that realistic.
What aspects of the billionaire lifestyle do you perv on the most? And to add a little more specificity to that, have you ever been on a PJ? Have you ever given a BJ on a PJ?
I've never been on a PJ.
Me neither.
No. I've barely been on a non...
Easy jet.
Yeah.
Would you go on one?
Yeah.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah. Sorry, environment.
No, would you buy one? But if offered the... if someone's like... If you're like, this is the one time I'm going to do this crazy thing.
I don't perv on the PJs as much as I perv on just the idea of... Imagine having a property that, like, you haven't got mice in winter. You put the heating on and it works. Do you know what I mean? Like, I'm really horny for how efficient life can be if you're super rich. Because my life is a lot of, like... I haven't got that. I've got to figure out getting that to there and... There's the mouse in my living room, and do you know what I mean?
Well, do you feel 2022 could gift you a personal assistant? Are you there?
Honestly, I'm not saying this for any sympathy, but like I'm top of list and all this gig show out. I'm still making no money. That's the music industry is that fucked.
And we are doing a collection for Rebecca.
God, now I feel bad for giving you that bar of chocolate to say
no,
thank you.
No, thank you. That's Christmas Day sorted. Cut it with a knife and fork.
Thank you to Rebecca Taylor. Oh, self-esteem.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, everyone. I'm Craig Robinson, co-host of the Ways to Win podcast, alongside my good friend John Calipari. I've been on the go recently, Phoenix, Kansas City, Chicago. If you're like me and have a home but aren't always at home, you have an Airbnb. Hosting your home or a spare room is a very practical side hustle. If you live in a big game town, you can Airbnb your place for fans to stay in. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Should we go through some of these then?
Yes. So these are your contributions, which we're very excited about. I have nicknames to give to everyone who has contributed. I'm having a little burpy burp. All right.
This is from Angela.
Henceforth to be known as A wheat field of dicks.
My unlikely succession crush is Berry. She is top of the ladder from Comfrey.
Berry. Oh.
Comfrey's boss.
Comfrey's boss, Berry.
That's an excellent choice.
She's like obsessed with Comfrey, but then Berry's in the corner being the most beautiful person to ever exist.
Yeah, that's so true. That's so true. She's almost like model level pretty. Do you guys know? Do you know that Comfrey has what's the actress who plays Comfrey? You don't like want to hate on her.
No, what it is she's got a podcast and you've taken against that, even though we're on a podcast. You think there's something inherently ridiculous about somebody having a podcast at the same time as talking about
no.
on a podcast that you decided we should do.
I think I would genuinely bet money on the fact that anyone who's here would not enjoy that actress's podcast. That's something I believe.
She's but what is that based on? Her face?
Yes, it's based on her face.
And she's here tonight.
Sorry. Okay, so all right, okay. I really like that crush.
I'm just sort of cherry-picking bits. I thought that was a good crush. I'm cherry-picking bits off each one. So that we
so we're not doing anyone's full response?
No, because it's just too... We haven't got time. I want to try and get as many as possible. Okay. This comes from Rebecca.
She is Fuckabod Crane.
And Rebecca says, Rava is about to die in episode 9.
What?
And Kendall will have to take care of the kids.
What?
By a rabbit camo nose and Sophie inherits the Waystar crown.
It's a very big swing. Where are you, fuckabod? I'm just saying someone over here just went, it's too much. But yeah, it was too extreme, but there was a boldness that is so likable, and I thank you for that. Okay, next.
Adam.
Hi. You are henceforth going to be known as Let the Track Team Finger Bang You. A whole lot of fingers up in that.
Adam's crushes Rava and says that Tom really wanted an open relationship. He was just furious that it was Shiv who got in there first to make the suggestion openly.
No. Shame!
This is from Catherine.
Known henceforth as the Dance of the Sugar Plum Failure. Take it!
Who asks the question, how far have Logan and Kerry gone sexually? On a gropage to raw dog scale.
Okay.
So I don't think he is prioritizing her needs. I think that's fair to say.
Kerry's
right?
Not like coming all the time. Although he would be able to spend a lot of money on a good vibrator. But wait, hold on. I think we should answer that question.
Yeah.
Okay, so who thinks he hasn't stuck his dick in her vagina? Who thinks that they haven't gone that far? By a round of applause. My man raising his hand. Okay. Now by a round of applause, who's like, of course he stuck it in.
This comes from Alan, whose crush is Marsha. So this says, my theory, Frank is a double agent. Pretending to be untrusted by Logan, but actually acting as a lightning rod for identifying the real traitors.
I like that.
Do you think it's viable? Is it real?
No.
Real or not real? Real?
Yes!
Is that your idea?
Yeah.
Did you give Ellen a nickname?
Did I?
I don't know.
Did I give you a nickname? Okay. You're a winged dildo. Or rather, you are... Winged Dildo. Round of applause for Winged Dildo, ladies and gentlemen.
All right, got a nickname for Claire.
Yes, Claire is going to be, of course, a very even-handed maiden. An even-handed maiden's theory.
Shiv is already pregnant, but not by Tom. All right, last one. This comes from Alex.
Who is going to be known at... Alex, where are you? Male or female Alex? Why does it matter? Why do I focus on gender? We're always growing. Alex, you're to be known as the old meat wardrobe.
Alex says, I would like to know what you think about how often Roman tucks and untucks his shirt. Have you noticed?
Great observation. It's that thing where you go, oh yes, yeah. I noticed that, but not without our like bringing it to the front of my brain.
I've often thought just how great his shirts fit him.
Those are like, that's someone whose clothes hang well, don't they? Yeah.
I thought it was good. This would be a good opportunity to check how because you believe the attraction to Roman is pretty universal, but then your brother.
I felt that sort of like, you know, when you were like, wait, that's not an unlikely crush. Of course, someone crushes on Madsen or whomever. And I felt that crushing on Roman, there just was something so sexual about him that sort of regardless of sexual orientation, sort of just people would be quite drawn to him sexually. And then my brother and sister-in-law were like, we both find him so repulsive. So
does anyone find him repulsive?
Sexually. The idea of fucking him is repulsive to you.
Yeah.
Okay, and who is like, oh, I'd fuck him. I want to hear from straight or bisexual men who'd fuck the shit out of him. Come on, guys. Yeah, this guy. Yep. I think you would, and that's not usually your routine. Do you find him attractive?
I like the way this shirt's angled him. I think we need to vacate the stage fairly soon.
Great. So why don't you stand up? I think also let's take our papers with us so we don't look like assholes.
Thank you to 21 Soho for having us. Thank you to Benign Fungus, who very kindly offered to come and help us out.
We couldn't have done it without Rebecca Taylor. And we couldn't have done it without you guys. We were so nervous that no one would buy tickets, and you did, and that made us so happy. And thank you so much for listening. We really appreciate it. Goodbye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.